Histology of the respiratory system. Which epithelial cell surface is specialized to move mucus and particles along the surface? Cilia. Which epithelial cell surface specialization is used to move mucus and particles along the surface? Cilia. Pseudostratified columnar ciliated epithelium is found lining, the answer is all of the above, nasal cavities, cryptopharyngeal tonsils, bronchi, and trachea. Pseudostratified columnar ciliated epithelium is found lining all of the above. The cell type in the olfactory epithelium whose nuclei are positioned most apically is the sustentacular cell. The cell type in the olfactory epithelium whose nuclei are positioned most apically is the sustentacular cell. The most numerous cell type in the olfactory epithelium whose nuclei are positioned at several levels in the lower portion of the epithelium are olfactory receptor cells. The most numerous cell type in the olfactory epithelium whose nuclei are positioned at several levels in the lower portion of the epithelium is the olfactory receptor cell. Olfactory receptor cells, all of the above, have several extremely long cilia for extensive exposure of receptor surface membrane, can be replaced by cell division when worn out or damaged, are supported by sustentacular cells, are nerve cells with axons extending through the cribriform plate into the olfactory bulb of the brain, all of the above. Olfactory receptor cells are all of the above. Nasal mucosa includes all of the above. Pseudostratified ciliated columnar epithelium, lamina propria, seromucous glands, and venous plexes. Nasal mucosa includes all of the above. Small seromucous glands may be found in the mucosa of all of the above. The nasal cavity, nasal sinuses, trachea, and bronchi. Small seromucous glands may be found in the mucosa of all of the above. In which of the following structures are goblet cells most frequent? The trachea. In which of the following structures are goblet cells most frequent? The trachea. As respiratory passages branch from trachea to bronchioles, the epithelium gradually changes from ciliated pseudostratified columnar to sipal cuboidal. As respiratory passages branch from trachea to bronchioles, the epithelium gradually changes from ciliated pseudostratified columnar to simple cuboidal. Simple squamous epithelium lines the alveoli. Simple squamous epithelium lines the alveoli. Alveolar type 1 cells are squamous cells involved in gas exchange. Alveolar type 1 cells are squamous cells involved in gas exchange. Alveolar type 2 cells are cuboidal cells that secrete surfactant. Alveolar type 2 cells are cuboidal cells that secrete surfactant. Alveolar dust cells, or macrophages, are amoeboid that clean the alveolar surface. Alveolar dust cells, or macrophages, are amoeboid that clean the alveolar surface. The entire alveolar wall or septum separating adjacent alveoli consists of all of the above: surface epithelium, blood vessels, and connective tissue. The entire alveolar wall or septum separating adjacent alveoli consists of all of the above. Non-ciliated cuboidal cells in bronchial epithelium that are thought to be involved in absorption or secretion are called Clara cells. Non-ciliated cuboidal cells in bronchial epithelium that are thought to be involved in absorption or secretion are called Clara cells. The thickness of the interalveolar septa separating adjacent alveoli is typically 5 to 10 microns. The thickness of the intraalveolar septa separating adjacent alveoli is typically 5 to 10 microns. The thickness of the gas exchange membrane separating alveolar air from blood and capillaries is typically 1 micron or less. The thickness of the gas exchange membrane separating alveolar air from blood and capillaries is typically 1 micron or less. The lining of the pleural cavity is mesothelium. The lining of the pleural cavity is mesothelium. C-shaped rings that form the framework of the trachea and help keep it open are composed of hyaline cartilage. C-shaped rings that form the framework of the trachea and help keep it open are composed of hyaline cartilage. Which of the following is devoid of hyaline cartilage? The bronchiole. Which of the following is devoid of hyaline cartilage? The bronchiole.